have another interview lined up for you, and she is a WRFW alumni, Kathy Werzer. She's a graduate of UW River Falls, and in 2018, Kathy received the UWRF Distinguished Alumnus Award, and she's a past member of WRFW. She's been a reporter and anchor for KSTP AM Radio, WCCO Radio and TV. She was recently inducted into the Minnesota Broadcasting Hall of Fame at the Pavic Museum. Now, Kathy, tell me, what does it feel like to be back?
It's great to be back on campus. Oh my gosh, I haven't been here since before COVID. So it's nice to be here, get to see you guys. You're doing a great job. It's kind of fun to be back.
Well, we definitely appreciate you coming. Now, you have a unique broadcasting experience. Tell me more about it.
Oh, gosh, Michelle, I don't know if it's a unique broadcast experience. I've done an awful lot, I guess. Kind of radio, a little bit of everything, you know. Public radio, public television, commercial radio, commercial television. And it's been fun to kind of use all the skills I learned at River Falls in my career. It's been quite a career, to say the least.
Now, you still have a morning show.
Tell me
more about, you know, how you got that opportunity.
I started here at River Falls, actually, WRFW. I was doing the early morning show here, and I'm still doing early morning radio at Minnesota Public Radio, doing morning editions. So I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm on the air at 4. So it's my life is a little strange, to say the very least. So still doing early morning radio, doing a noon show on Minnesota Public Radio as well. So I do a lot of different things.
Well, that is so unique in itself. Now, tonight we have some special activities with the Chancellor. You know, what's your role with it?
Actually, I am really honored to be part of this conversation with Annie Murphy-Paul, who you talked to. She's a terrific, noted science writer in the country. This is a great book that she's written, The Extended Mind. Really interesting book. So when I was asked by the Chancellor to come and have the conversation and moderate it, I said, absolutely. You know, I mean, why would you say no to that? And Annie Murphy-Paul is just so talented. The book is really, really interesting. So, of course, I said yes, and I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you. Definitely such a unique experience to have a WRFW alumni back on the air.
It is kind of fun, I have to be honest with you. It's fun sitting here with you and kind of watching how you're working, and you're doing such a good job. It's just, it's interesting, isn't it, when you get yourself into a live situation and you have to act like everything is fine, and you just kind of keep going. You're doing great.
For sure. Now, when you were on WRFW, what was your main takeaway when you were part of a student organization?
Oh, gosh. You know what? I spent most of my time up at that radio station. I probably should have studied more, to be completely honest with you. I'm not going to lie about that. So my main takeaway was that it really prepared me so very well for my career in broadcasting. It really did. You know, I learned how to do things that most other people didn't know how to do at the time, being an entry-level producer and reporter and on-air personality. So you were allowed to do these hands-on things that you are doing here in the Student Center. Yeah, did we make mistakes? Sure we did. But we were learning, you know, what it was like to be a broadcaster. So my takeaway was and is that it was a fantastic experience. Even if you don't want to go into broadcasting for your career, working at a campus radio station helps you in a number of different ways. It really does. If you're a business major, trust me, it really is a great experience.
Now, give me a sneak peek of if people were
Michelle.
Coming tonight, what they can expect.
You know, if folks are going to listen on the stream here, WRFW887.com, I just kind of like to have a conversation with the people that I'm talking to. Whoever I'm interviewing, I try to just be in a little cocoon, even if it's in front of people. I'm cocooning with them. I'm kind of concentrating on them and having a conversation. So I think in terms of a little roadmap, start with the book, obviously. But that book has got so much in it that it's going to just take, I have an hour and a half, and audience questions and answers. So I think you're just going to, I hope, sit back and relax and enjoy and learn something.
Well, there is a lot to the book, and
yes,
there will be a lot to the interview tonight at 7 p.m. Make sure you join on in. That was Kathy Werzer, our WRFW alumni, and she'll be moderating the interview. I'm Michelle Stengler with WRFW.